We are learning Masechta Zivamos, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we're beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. We will be talking about now Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel. Again, Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel is something that the Isha brings into the marriage that the husband takes responsibility for it. And they appraise it when she brings it in, and whatever the value is, he will pay up that, he will be responsible for that value. If it goes up, it's his gain. If it goes down, it's his loss. So what's the halacha, the Gemara is going to declare? Who gets that piece of furniture back when they get divorced? When they get divorced, does he just pay for it, or because he's responsible for it, or he has to give back the furniture and plus any loss that it incurred over here? So Itmar, Hamechneses Shum Lebaila, he Ameres. She says when they get divorced, Kli I need to tell us. I want the Kli back. Vo'amar, and he says, the husband says, Domen Nersin, I'll give the money. I'll give the monetary value of it. Hadin Ami, who is the halacha with? Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, Hadin Ima. The din is with her that she could take her keli and demand her keli back. Ravami Ama Hadin Imoi. Ravami says, no, he could pay money. The husband could pay money for the keli. And the Gemara explains, Rav Yehuda Ama Hadin Ima, Mishum Shvach Beis Avi Adidai Ava. Since her father came from her father's house, her father paid for it, this piece of keli, so she has the rights on it. He's responsible for it, but she has rights on the keli. Rav Ami Amar Dinima, no, and he has the rights over it. Kivin Amar Ma'ar, since our Mishnah said, in Meisu, Meisu Lo'i, B'Meisiru Siru Lo'i, Ho'il V'chayav Achusam Yechelu. It says in our Mishnah that the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel of Amon El Kohen Gadol, the Avodim of Tzoyim Barzel, who, do they eat Truma? Yes, they eat Truma. Why? Because they're considered, they belong to the Kohen Gadol. Why? The Mishnah says, because since he took responsibility over the Avodim, if they die, it's his responsibility. If they get, they're worth more, he gets the gain. So since he's Chayav and Achrayis, they eat Truma. So what do you see? It belongs to him. Because how else did he eat Truma? Must be it belongs to him. So you see, he has the rights on it. And therefore, if Ami holds, that he holds on to the keli and he pays the money. Amar Rav Safra, our Mishnah says that, Hein Shaloi. Amar Rav Safra, Miktar of Hein Shaloi, does it say, excuse me. Amar Rav Safra, Miktar of Hein Shaloi, does it say it belongs to him? Hoya v'chayev achri yusom katani. It says, Yezchayev mechray, it doesn't say it belongs to him. Who said it belongs to him? Rav Safra says, I don't understand you, Rav Ami. Good, he's Chayav Achrusam. And they eat Chumah because of Chayav Achrusam. But who said it belongs to him? Where does it say Shaloi? Don't say it belongs to him, Davadim. So the Gemara comes back and says, what do you mean? The Chayav Achrusam, I'll tell you back, it has to be that Davadim belonged to the Kohen. Because if not, why did he eat Chumah? You Chayav Achrayis on something, you eat Chumah? But now, we learned in the Mishnah, Yisrael, Shesach HaParo, Mikoyen, it's Mishnah, Mishnah, Chumois, Yisrael, Shesach HaParo, Mikoyen. And Yisrael rented a para from a Koyen. HaRezel Yaichlena Kashina Chuma. You're allowed to feed it Chuma. Why? If it belongs to the Koyen, even though you rented it. And the opposite case, Koyen, Shesach HaParo, Yisrael, Afbishim, Yisrael, Allah, you know, he's Mechuv, Mizainis, because he rented it. Lo Yaichlena Kashina Chuma. The Koyen can't give a Kashina Chuma. Why? Because it belongs to the Yisrael. So what do you see? See, even though Yechai have a responsibility, they can't eat Truma. So our Mishnah must mean that Tzoyim Barzel is the Kohen's, belongs to the Kohen. Because if this is Chai of Achirusa, you can't feed a Truma. Haraya, you see here, a Kohen that rents something can't feed a Truma. Zok to Gemara, what do you do? Renting is not called Chai of Achirayas. Freit to Gemara, but Tizbron, he named the Chai of Neveveda. Good, we know, a Soicher is Chai of, maybe, it's Mechalikus actually in the Gemara, but the most is Chai of Neveveda, but not Chai of Neveveda. The Tizmar, even though a Seich is Chayiv Neveda, but Insei, is he Chayiv Noinsim? Because of when the Fakas Tamar, if it goes down in value, is he Chayiv? So, of course, they can't eat Truma, because it's not real responsibility. Mashenka Tzoyim Barzel is real responsibility. Holy Dambi Allah Seifa, where it says in his Seifa, Yisrael Shasham Parah Mikoyin. Yisrael appraised the Parah from a Koyin, he praised it and he took it. Lo yachlena kashir yachuma. He can't feed it kashir yachuma anymore because now it's considered already belongs to the Yisrael. Av a koyin shasham parah miYisrael yachlena kashir yachuma. It does eat chuma. So you see, if you take full responsibility, eat chuma. Now, what's this case of Yisrael shasham parah koyin or a koyin shasham parah miYisrael? So Rashi says we're talking about a case of a soicher who takes extra responsibility. Rashi says he took a bedamim when he rented it and he appraised it. And he took responsibility of Oinsim and the value of the fluctuation of the value. That's what he took responsibility for. That's what Rashi learns. And it says over here that then you could eat the chuma. So you see, a real chiyav echrayis ki chuma. Doesn't mean it's shaloi. All you see is a real chiyav echrayis is chayav chuma. And therefore, that's pshat in the kasha of Rav Safra, that Rav Ami wants to be right from a Mishnah. That that means it's yours, therefore the Yichuma, so you see, Tzayim Barzal is yours. Zakar of Safra, no, it's not yours. It's Chai Bechrai, that's enough the Yichuma. How do you see? You see, in a case where you appraise the value by a Schiris, they take Yichuma. Now, Tosfos points out, just like Rashi Pshat, in a case where you take an animal and you pay rent for it, and you take full responsibility of the fluctuation of value, that's Ribbis. Why is that Ribbis? Because when it gives you that para, you take full value, that's like milva lo hitzah. That, like, you're taking full responsibility of it. So why are you paying money for it? You're paying money because that's the ribbis, because you're giving me a loan of this behemoth, so I'm paying for it ribbis, I'm paying money, I'm paying schiris. Therefore, you hold that's ribbis, Taisa says. Why is that ribbis? Because usually when you rent something, it's not ribbis.
You should take it for free then?
No. Yeah, it should be a shoyl, yeah. Because usually why a schir is not ribbis is because it's not completely mine. I'm not for responsibility. I only have mchayev gnev aveda or even oinsim. But for fluctuation of price, I'm chayev, it's like a milva lo yitzah. It's like you gave it to me completely and I'm paying for it. So that means I'm paying for a loan and therefore it's ribbis. Therefore, Taisa says talking about a shoyl that took full responsibility. That's the case. There, the behemoth can eat chuma if it's a kayin, and for the shoyl, it can't eat chuma anymore. So, Kapon, what do? We slugged up Rabbi Ami's Rai, and we said that the reason why the Eved can eat, the Eved Tarbaza can eat chuma is because Chayav Achriusam completely, but it doesn't mean it's his. So it's Shver Ataka, what's Rabbi Ami's Rai from our Mishnah? So the Mepharshim say Rabbi Ami has to learn that it must be that that's considered a little bit shaloi. Even by this case of a shayl or a seichah takes full responsibility, it belongs to him, Taka. That's why they can eat chuma. That's what Rav Ami would learn. That's a raya that Tzayim Barzal belongs to him. A kapon we have right now, a machloikas Rav Ami and Rav Yehuda, who really owns Tzayim Barzal. According to Rav Yehuda, Hadini Ma, she gets it back. He just is responsible for the money. According to Rav Ami, it belongs to him. So to Maravaita, Yosef Rabba Rav Yosef Vashil Pirkader Rav Nachman. Rabba Rav Yosef was sitting at the end of the drasha, at the end of the shir of Rav Nachman. But Yasvi Vekamri, they were saying, Tanya Kavasei the Rav Yehuda, or Tanya Kavasei the Rav Ami. There's a brisa like Rav Yehuda, and there's a brisa like Rav Ami. Tanya Kavasei the Rav Ami, the brisa says like Rav Ami, it says in the brisa, Avdei Tzoyim Barazo, we know the halacha, that if someone knocks out his eved's eye or a tooth, he goes that free automatically. But it's only if the owner knocks out the eye or the tooth. If someone else knocks it out, you just pay for the value. So, Avdei Tzoyim Barazal, Yoytzim Shem Vayin L'ish, Avloy L'isha. Rav Ami says, the Bryce says clearly, that if the master, whatever, the husband here in this case, knocks out the eye of the Eved Tzoyim Barazal, it goes that free. Well, so it must be he owns it, because it's only a halacha of the owner. If the Isha does it, the Bryce says it doesn't work. So who owns the Avdei Tzoyim Barazal? Obviously, the Ish owns it. So Raya to Rav Ami. And Tanya Kavasei to Rav Yehuda, well, yeah, on the other hand, we have a Braisa, that's right, Rav Yehuda. The Braisa says, HaMechneses Shum Labayla, if someone brings in some items of Tzayim Barzal Labayla, and Rotsa Baalimkar Lo Yimkar, the Baal can't sell it. Now, even though it's Tzayim Barzal, belongs to him, he can't sell it. Loi Oid, Alfilu Hiklis Lo Shum Shaloi, even if he even made one of his properties as a collateral for the Tzayim Barzal, so it becomes a little bit like a Tzayim Barzal. So also came with sold. The Rotsa Baalim Kalayim Kar. Mokrushnaim, if either of them sold it, Leparnasa, let's say for example they needed money, Zeri, myself, Fair of Shimming Gamil, Va'omar, Habal Moitzi Miyal Lekuchas. The Baal takes away from the Lekuchas. And Rashi explains that Loimibayi, that if he sold it and then he died, that she takes it away because it really belongs to her. But even if she died, he gets her rights. And he could take it from the Lekuchas. Because according to this Braisa, to write Rav Yehuda, the real owner of the principle of Tzayim Barzal is the Isha. And therefore, he can't sell it. And if he sells it, it does not work. The Isha can be Moitzim Yalakuchas. And even he who's coming Mekaycha, lest as she dies, and he's Yarish or Nechasim, he can also be Moitzim Yalakuchas. The Maisa, he could take away from the Lekuchas. Why? Because the halacha is that they are. It really belongs, the principle really belongs to the Isha. And this is a raya to Rav Yehuda. So we have one price, it's a raya to Rav Ami, who says that you're not going to shame the ayin to go out free. It must be belongs to the husband. And the other price says that the husband sells it, he has no rights whatsoever on it. So you see, to sell it at least. So you see from here that it belongs to the Isha. Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha Rav Yehuda. Rav says Rav Nachman that we pass like Rav Yehuda that I didn't need more, that she gets the item back. Only Rav or Rav Nachman, but Tani Kvar said Rav Ami. The Ma'aseh is a Brice like Rav Ami. So Gemara answers, and it's Brice also like Rav Yehuda, but I guess it's equal. So how do you know a pass like Rav Yehuda? So Gemara, Afigav Tani Kvar said Rav Ami, Mistav Ratam Rav Yehuda, Mishm Shvach Mizvil. The Ma'aseh makes sense, the time of Rav Yehuda, because the Ma'aseh, she brought in the Chasim from her own father's house, therefore it makes sense like Rav Yehuda. Zok the Gemara, he esa the Eilei Legavra Itzla the Milsa. There was a certain wife who brought in a piece of Tzayim Barazel. It was a beautiful silk shirt, nice Ferragamo shirt. Then she brought in Viksuvasa, Shachiv, and he died. So there's a Tzayim Barazel, and he died. Shaklua Yasme, the Tzayimim took this shirt, Uparsua Misla, used it for Tachrichim for the mace. And the halacha is, Tachrichim for the mace are also Bahana. Like Rashi says, Tachrichi Ameis is Suri Hanahin. So here the Shaila is, who does it belong to when he dies? Does it automatically go back to the Isha because I didn't Ima? Or the Halach is, it belongs to him, so therefore they have a right to use it. So I'm a Rava, Kanya Mista, it becomes Asa Bahana. Well, comes on up because the mace was kind of it. I'm a Leina, no, you braid the Ravis, braid the Rav, the Rav Kahana, but I'm a Rav, I'm a Rav Nachman, Halach Rav Yehuda. We pass like Rav Yehuda, that what? That didn't Ima, it belongs to her. If it belongs to her, you can't answer it because Ina Us Dev Shan Shalai. Even though something that covers the mace becomes Asa Bahana, but here, it's not yours. If I take your shirt that cover mace with it, it doesn't become Asa, because Ein Adam Oyser Dova She'en Ashloi. So here, how do they say master it? On Malay, you're right, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. And I didn't Ima, that means she's Teveya it, it goes to her. But Mida Moed Rabbi Yehuda, Mechusa Gavayna. It's missing a collection. The Isha has to go collect it. But Kivin Mechusa Gavayna, Rashusakai, it's still in the Rashus of the Yisoymim, of the husband's family. And just the Isha has a lien on it. And you could take a lien and aser it. Like we find, Rava L'tameh Dama Rava, Hektish, if someone takes something that has a lien on it, and he's Makdish it, that's Iker the Shibud. That is Mafgir the Shibud. Hektish and Chametz, or if you lend, you take Chametz and you put that as a collateral for your loan, and then Pesach comes, the Isahana is Mafgir the collateral. And v'shichra, same thing if you have an eved that you put aside for collateral, if you meshachah the eved, it's mafkim the shibud. See here also, you're right that it belongs in a bezdin. The isha will win and get it out, but until she gets it out, it belongs to the Baal's family. I, the shibud on it, a lien that she can get it, all it is a lien. And if you make this isser, you put on the mace, that's mafkim the shibud. Zokti Gemar Avaita, another member from Rav Yehuda, which is the same thing as before really. Om Rav Yehuda, echnisa loy shnei kelim be'elav zuz. She brought in two kelim, two leichters, and they praised it at 1,000 zuz, and therefore he's responsible for it. It was Tzayim Barazel. What happened was, silver went up. These two candlesticks now are worth $2,000. So now, when they get divorced, so the halacha is that he only owes $1,000 because the gains go to him. But also, this is Rabbi Yehuda, remember. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Adin Ima, she gets the kelim. So halacha is, Echon a klas of a ksubasa. So one she gets back, because I have to give her $1,000, and the kelim also she gets, so one leichter goes back, one candlestick goes back to her, that's for ksuba, that's for the Tzayim Barazel. The other one, since she could demand that she wants to pay money for it and get it back. She gives money and takes it. Because the mice, these candlesticks came from her house, therefore she has the rights over it. She has to pay for it because he was the one who gained on it, but she could demand to get the karen itself, the principal itself, the candlestick itself. That's the halacha of Rav Yehuda. Afraid to make mash malon. Shvach beis aviyah, they don't have it. Belongs to her. Ha'amra Rav Chalazimah. Amra Rav Yehuda Chalazimah. Rav Yehuda already said this one time. So the Gemara says, no, it's not exactly the same. Here's a chiddush. That's only she's taking back the keli b'ksubasa. But here, that she has to pay money for it, maybe there, I'll make them dummy on Mishkot, that where he owns the money, and she has a right to demand to buy it off, that maybe not. I'll make them dummy on Mishkot, maybe he wouldn't do that. Like Rashi said, maybe it's his forever. Maybe when it belongs to him monetarily, maybe there she can't demand to buy it off. Kamashlan, even then, Shvach Beis Avi is so strong, she can actually demand to buy it off. So she brought in two candlesticks, it was hers, then it became Tzayim Barazel, and it went up in price, double in price, so he gains the money. So she gets one back because Shach Vezia. The other one, she could demand to pay for it and get it back. That's the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda more than Rav Yehuda before. It says, I didn't imam.